Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I was reading some of the statistics and it kind of hit home with me. I didn't realize high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that increase the risk of blindness in your working years. Normally, you don't think, 40 years old, things like that hitting, but it does happen. Can you kind of explain some of the risks and things that you start to see at that age?
Yeah, diabetes damages the retina. The retina is an important, delicate tissue at the back of the eye. It's the light-sensitive part of the eye, so it's very important for vision. And when it gets injured by diabetes, it causes blurred vision or blindness. There are about 10 million Americans with diabetic retinopathy, and about half of people with diabetes will get diabetic retinopathy. We would like to detect it early so we can prevent the vision loss.
And is the best way to do that getting regular eye exams?
Exactly. In the beginning, diabetic retinopathy doesn't have any symptoms. So it's not until there's significant damage that you can even tell something's wrong. The best way to discover diabetic retinopathy is a dilated eye exam. So if you have diabetes, can't remember your last eye exam, you should get one. And if you are having symptoms like blurred vision or difficulty reading or floaters or shadows in the vision, then it's really time to see a retina specialist. Retina specialists have advanced imaging in their clinics so that they can evaluate diabetic retinopathy, figure out what are the options, and we can get you treated.
So when you say the options, let's say it is detected. Is it something that is preventable, meaning once it's detected, you can prevent blindness, or is it just something that slows it down?
Well, both. We're pretty good at decreasing or stopping the vision loss. We can even often reverse vision loss, depending on the situation. There are several great treatments, thanks to research, and they fall into three main categories. There are injections in the eye, where we put medicine into the eye to help with the blood vessels. There's also laser treatment. And there's also surgery. For diabetic patients, the most common is eye injections. And my patients usually get eye injections every 1 to 2 months. There are newer medicines that are in clinical trials that last longer. so that the patients won't need to come back quite so often. That will be nice. And there's also even newer treatments that are being tested, like implants and gene therapy. It's actually very exciting, the improvements in treatment that are going on.
So when you hear the idea that, okay, I can go to the doctor and the doctor's going to tell me I need eye injections. Now, that doesn't sound like fun. But the alternative is blindness. That's kind of what you're up against. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't sound fun. Now, most of my patients say, hey, that's not too bad. And it's very worth it to keep your vision basically for a lifetime.
When you start talking about some of the different specialists involved there, is that something that's referred to by an optometrist? They detect those things during your eye exams and then they refer you to a specialist? Is that basically how it works?
Yeah, that's often how it works. The retina specialist is a physician who's had about 10 years of specialty training beyond medical school. They really are the experts who are best suited to evaluating and treating diabetic retinopathy, but often they get referred the patient from an optometrist or a general ophthalmologist. And then, of course, diabetic patients have other specialists too, like an endocrinologist who helps optimize the diabetes control or the glucose control.
So when, let's say, you said the symptoms don't show up until when it's pretty far down the line, so let's say you have some floaties or you've seen some things like that in your eyes. Is that basically when you see something like that, is that always like, okay, I better go see someone right away? When can you tell it's in, you know, an immediate type of need to go see someone? And when can you tell it's just, okay, not yet?
Yeah, I think a sudden change like brand new floaters, that's a good reason to go right away to an eye doctor, or better yet, a retina specialist. Sometimes it's slow and you don't realize it's going on. So that's why the periodic checkups are important too.
How often should you be getting your eyes checked? Just once a year, or what's the frequency for that?
Yeah, once a year is great. For people who reach a certain level of diabetic retinopathy, it should be more often than that. But for most of us who have, let's say we have diabetes and it's well controlled and we're getting our eyes checked yearly, I think that's really good.
It's been forever since I've seen an optometrist. I should probably go see one. Not that I, you know, but when you said why is it at the age of 40 plus, you know, these are working years. What is it about that age 40 that these things start showing up? Is there something about your body at that point that changes that makes this more susceptible, or anything that would explain that as the age where this starts popping up?
Yeah, for type 1 diabetics who get their diabetes at a very young age, it can be even earlier than 40 years old. But people start to get type 2 diabetes in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and so the number of patients who need help is much higher in middle age. What I think is important about diabetic retinopathy is that those are often young, working people with families. And so it's just so much more important to keep it under control. I guess it's sad later in life, too, to get vision loss. But, boy, it's gut-wrenching when it's a young person.
Yeah, I think the scary thing about this is the symptoms don't show, and you could have these other things working up against you. And a lot of times people don't, you know, the preventative treatment, they think, oh, everything's fine, and they just kind of lay dormant there for a while. So this is why it's probably important to do interviews like this.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So you're saying your optometrist, when you see your eye doctor, they normally refer you, but if, let's say, someone thought there was something wrong, is that uncommon for them to reach out to a retina specialist, or what would you encourage them to do is what I should say?
Yeah, thank you. I think most important is get your yearly dilated eye exam. And then if you are having symptoms like blurred vision, difficulty reading, new floaters, that's a good time to go see a retina specialist. And it's pretty easy to find one on the website. It's called findyourretinaspecialist.org. You can just type in your zip code and find a doctor pretty easily.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.